Deuteronomy chapter 21. If a slain man is found on the ground which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, having fallen in the field, and it is not known who struck him, then your elders and your judges will come out and measure the distance to the cities which are around the slain man. And it will take place in the nearest city to the slain man, that the elders of that city will take a calf of the oxen, which has not been put to work, which has not drawn anything in a yoke, and the elders of that city will bring the calf down to an area with a constantly flowing brook, which is neither tilled nor sown, and there they will break the neck of the calf at the brook, and the priests, the sons of Levi, will approach, for it is they whom the Lord your God has chosen to serve him and to bless in the name of the Lord. And according to their pronouncement, every quarrel and every case of violence will be resolved. And all the elders of that city who are closely related to the slain man will wash their hands over the calf which has had its neck broken at the brook. And they will testify and say, "Our hands did not shed this blood, and our eyes did not see anything. Make atonement for your people Israel, O Lord, whom you redeemed, and do not lay innocent blood to their charge in the midst of your people Israel. And the blood guilt will be atoned for them. And you will eradicate the shedding of innocent blood from your midst, for you will do what is upright in the eyes of the Lord. If you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord your God delivers them into your hand, and you take them into their captivity, and you see in the body of captives a beautiful woman, and you desire her, and you wish to take her as your wife, then you will bring her into your house, and she will shave her head and attend to her nails. And she will take her captive's garment off, and she shall dwell in your house, and she will weep for her father and her mother for a month of days. Then after that you may go to her and marry her, and she will be your wife. And it will come to pass, if you are not pleased with her, that you will send her away as she wishes. And you will certainly not sell her for money. You shall not trade her, since you have ravished her. If a man has two wives, one loved and one hated, and they bear him sons, the one loved and the one hated, and the firstborn son is of the one hated, then it shall come to pass that on the day when he leaves his inheritance to his sons, what he possesses, he will not be able to designate as firstborn the son of the one loved in preference to the firstborn son of the one hated. But he shall recognize the firstborn, the son of the one hated, by giving him a double share of whatever he happens to have. For that man is the first child of his vigor. He has the right of the firstborn. If a man has a refractory and rebellious son, who does not obey his father or his mother, and they chasten him, but he does not listen to them, then his father and his mother will take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city, and to the gate of his locality. And they will say to the elders of his city, "This son of ours is refractory and rebellious. He does not obey us. He is profligate and dissolute." Then all the men of the city will stone him, and he will die, and you will eradicate the evil from your midst, and all Israel will hear and fear. If there is a conviction against a man, a capital charge, and he is put to death, then you will hang him on a tree. His corpse will not remain on the tree all night, but you will make a point of burying him on that day. For a person hanging is an object of curse to God, and you will not defile your land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.